Hi felters and crafters and welcome. Today we're going to talk about what to do when you lose your mojo for felting. It does happen, it's happened to me, and we're going to go through ways in which you can get it back. Welcome to The Needle Felting Addict. My name is Philippa from Felts by Philippa, and I have a full YouTube channel for needle felters, but also for people that want to set up their own craft business. So we're going to look at this problem. I've had it before, losing your mojo, losing your want to do any needle felting. It's quite difficult when it happens. You think, is this it? Have I got to stop? Because I consider myself very slightly addicted to needle felting and have been for about the 6 or 7 years that I've been doing it. And you sort of think, one day will I get fed up of this craft? And so far it hasn't happened. I always return to it. But there are moments, there are times when I struggle and I just think, I don't want to do anything. I really don't. So what do we do? Let's go through some ideas if it happens to you. And I consider it to be a space of at least, you know, a week or two. And then you're thinking, oh, I don't want to do any. That's, you know, losing your mojo. Having a day off or so is brilliant and essential. But when you really lose your mojo, how do you get it back? So number one, go in and clean your space. Have a deep clean of the area that you felt. If you have sort of a designated desk, go through, get rid of all the things you don't need that's cluttering it up. I am not a minimalist by any means, but sometimes I really need to go through and get rid of things that I'm looking at all the time, that I just, there's too many things in my way for me to go and do needle felting. I have tidied up my area full. I've redone it several times since starting my channel, and every time it gets a new refresh or tidy, I love it. I am like back in there. I'm keen to walk in the morning. I am ready to go. Got all my needles that I use ready. I don't have sort of all the old needles that are broken sort of sitting around. I also find it's great to go through your wools. Start using any of the wools that you're definitely not going to use. Just use them as core wool for something. And that's a really pleasing thing, to use up all these old bits of wool that are just hanging around. So clean up your space is number one for me. It's the first thing I would do. Let go of your old felts. If you're looking at felts every day that maybe you weren't happy with, you didn't do right, you think, oh, that's really not one of my best pieces, and you don't want to see it all the time. Now, I do thoroughly recommend keeping your very first few felts, because it's amazing to compare how much you have advanced. Even in the space of 6 months, if you look at your first felt and then 6 months later, then a year later. So I really do recommending keeping hold of the odd one or two. But if you've got all these felts that you've had for a while, maybe you don't have them, you're not selling your felts as a business, maybe it's time to repurpose them into core wool for new felts if you really don't like them. Or if you are fairly happy but they're not your favourite pieces, maybe give them to friends and family. Create a bit of space in your room for you to start doing new felts. I really enjoy going to a craft fair, coming back and having space on my shelves. And then I can just slowly fill up that space again till the next craft fair, till I feel overwhelmed and I need to go and sell some. So it really, really works for me. But yes, go through and just let go of some of your old felts that aren't benefiting you, that might even be holding you back a little bit in your head. Stop felting. That's another obvious one. Just go, right, I'm fed up with it. I'm just going to not do it for a whole week or a whole 2 weeks or even a whole month maybe. And just go, I'm just having a break. So it just clears your mind. So I would clean up my space. And if that didn't work, get rid of or move around or put away some of those old felts that you don't want to look at, and then go, right, I'll have a month off. I'll just literally stop, enjoy, hopefully it's summertime, enjoy the nice weather, enjoy walking the dogs, just have a mental break. So great, do that. It's not working. Okay. I would then go and look at a new skill. Probably start, if you want to, start within working with wool, such as 2D pictures is a really different way of working with wool. Wet felting, maybe making felted jewellery, because that's a very different thing to what I do now. So that would be a real challenge for me. Trying to make faces, do something extremely different, and go outside of your normal, really sort of push yourself to try something. It might just reignite that, oh yeah, I'd love to make myself a pair of earrings. That would be great. I'd love to do a 2D picture of my house or of a squirrel or of a fox. I'd love to give that a go. So, you know, have a look. There's loads of free videos on YouTube. And there's pretty much anything you want to learn about, it's out there. So do have a look. And if that's not working or not what you want to do, try a completely different craft, such as crochet, painting, knitting, pottery. Go to a pottery class for that. But, you know, there are lots of other beading. That's quite nice. There's lots of other crafts out there. And for me, needle felting is the one right now. In my life, it's the one for me. It's the one I tried jewellery making, knitting, sewing, and then I found needle felting. I did a tiny bit of crochet, and I'll talk about crochet in a minute. And it, you know, sewing was good. I really enjoyed it. I went to some sewing classes, but it just wasn't the one that was going to be a way in which I could earn money, I felt. And I was selling jewellery that I was doing beaded bracelets. So I was creating, but then some of the time I wasn't. I was just buying the necklace and the jewellery hangings. And I was making them a little bit, but I didn't feel very creative with it. And then I found needle felting, and it was, for me, it was the one. It gave me the chance to be creative. And I always say this, and people will disagree, but I, you know, I can't draw, I can't paint. If you said go and paint a Highland cow, I'd be like, oh, I really, it would just look awful. So, but doing it on wool, completely different. And making a 3D sculpture with wool, so totally different. I love doing that. So go and try a different craft, because you never know, maybe needle felting isn't the one for you forever, but just try something. And then, you know, you might think, oh, I'm just going to do that for a month and then pop back, try a bit of felting. You could even, there's punch needling, that's a new one, but you could even try and combine the two. So it would all enhance your skill set to try other crafts, definitely. So do that. Next, go to a wool shop or a wool show or a wool festival, depending on where you live and if you can find one. There's plenty of wool shops probably near most people. I find it really inspiring to go and look at wools. I mean, we are fortunate to have World of Wool. And when I go into World of Wool, it's a huge place in Huddersfield. They sell wool online. But when you go in, it's almost overwhelming. There's so many wools in there. But I will go round and I will find a wool that inspires me to come back and do something with. And if I go to a knitting shop, even the wools in there, the yarn in there, is just so gorgeous. And, you know, going to a wool show, oh my God, that just blows your mind. And there's loads of kits that you can buy. So do be careful. I end up buying too many kits. I've got quite a few at the moment on standby. But they're all going to be there to sort of help me move my skills along with working with wool in general. But yeah, going into a wool shop or a wool festival or something like that, you might just find something that's going to inspire you, and you'll come back and you go, oh my goodness, I really want to make a llama out of this wool. I know exactly what I'm going to do with it. Let's do it. So definitely, you know, try and place yourself in front of a load of inspiring wools. Set aside actual time to felt. So say you've had some time off and it's not working, nothing else is helping. You could say, right, I'm going to do 30 minutes of felting or 10 minutes of felting, whatever you deem acceptable. And I am going to make something really simple. I'm going to practice legs or arms or something you need to work on. But push yourself through the block. Just sit down and start doing it and say to yourself, right, I'm just going to, or even just do anything. I'm just going to make a ball. But if you force yourself to sit down and do 20 minutes, sometimes it might bring it back. I do find when I start a project, at the beginning of the project, the item looks awful. Like the once you cover the armature a bit and you're looking at it and you're thinking, this is not going to be anything great. How am I possibly going to turn this into, I've just done a badger recently. And you'll see in my vlog at the end of the month, it just looks so ridiculous at the beginning. But you just push yourself through, you keep creating, keep working on what you know, build up the legs, build up the body, build up the paws, and then eventually it sort of comes together. So I would set aside actual time to felt every evening, during the day, Saturday morning, 30 minutes, and that might just click you back into it. Even just restricting your time and going, I can only do it for 30 minutes, maybe that will help as well. And you'll think, no, I want to do more. This sort of comes back to cleaning your space. But, you know, try and make sure you do have a space that you can do felting and it's easy to get to. Have a desk, have an area, have it in a bag ready. I personally have to sit at a desk, so you could have a small bag beside the dining room table if you've got one, and then you'd just pick that up and everything is there to hand and easy. Don't have everything put away in different items, different places around the house. Definitely have an area or a bag or a space where your felting stuff is, where you can felt. If you can felt in front of the TV, and I admire people that can, because I would just poke myself by watching TV, then that's great. You could have it beside the chair, you know, and just make your life easy. Have a little sort of chair desk thing that you could work on and just have everything ready to hand. So there's no blockages to you picking up your felts and doing some. And I would get a podcast or a video ready that you wanted to do, maybe have something lined up. Failing that, or something you might want to try sort of earlier on in the day, is trying an online course. So when you look at online courses, they're normally a little bit more in-depth than YouTube, a little bit more thorough. There's a lot more information on there. If you can, go and do an in-person workshop. That's probably going to be the best thing to get you back into it, because you've got someone there telling you. The reason why you might have been lacking a bit of mojo is because you're stuck on something. You're stuck on how to do the legs, on how to do the hooves, how to do the claws or the paws or the nose. You know, you might be stuck on something and it's just blocking you from doing felting and it's taken out a bit of the joy. I can quite often start a felt and go along, do really well, and then I've got to do, I did a chipmunk with Birdie and Blossom. I don't like doing claws. So for it, I really have to push myself to do them. And once you get through it, it's great and you're back on track. So, but do maybe do an in-person workshop if you can, or if not, an online course. There's lots of courses for different types of felting, wet felting, 2D felting, 3D felting. I do a few as well. Try a kit maybe that you really, really like the look of and you think, God, you know, I really want to make that. Try and pick something that you really want to make. Don't force yourself to make things, which is a bit of a contradiction because I just said if you're stuck on something, you've got to push through it. But I find that you really have to want to make what you're making with felting because items take so long. So if you see a kit and it's got good reviews, and there's maybe a video with it or good instructions, maybe get that kit. Maybe it's worth that £25 and that will just kick you back in. Maybe you'll work with different wools that you're used to and different needles. So you never know what's going to sort of get you going. Pinterest and Etsy, Google, pick your favourite thing that you want to make. Go and research it. I like to look at sculptures of, say that I wanted to do a squirrel. I would go and look at sculptures of squirrels, crocheted squirrels, knitted squirrels. And I would also look at felted squirrels as well. Etsy, you know, Pinterest has got tons, but you can also, if you go onto Etsy, you can see the quality of the work a little bit better. And I find there's lots of things on there that I really find quite interesting to look at how other needle felters have done things. So if you choose something you really want to make, go and look at different mediums of it and needle felted medium as well. If you're not going to sell it, you can replicate it in your own house. That's absolutely fine. If you're going to put it on social media, you should reference the creator. And if you're going to sell items, you have to check that the person is happy for you to do that, which most people won't be. I do on my videos allow people to copy and sell quite a few pieces that I sort of reference on certain tutorials. But if you're going to sell it, you've got to be very careful. So I'd start to sort of create your own design if you're going to sell something. But if it's going to be for you at home, you can pretty much choose anything and make a copy of it at home. Like I said, if you go to put it on social media, you really should reference the creator. Create an item just for yourself. No strings attached. It's not something you're going to put on social media. You're going to keep this one private just for you. And that can sometimes take away any pressures. You don't even have to show your family. I mean, you might be selling stuff, you might not. But even if you're not selling stuff, a lot of people still put their felts on their Instagram. And if you keep it back for you, then you can do whatever you want with that creation. Just give yourself that sort of freedom. Colours. I don't know how you would feel about this, but colours can inspire creativity, and blue is the colour that is linked with creativity. It's raining again outside, so I'm just looking. I haven't got blue skies out here. But go out, get under the blue skies, go and see the sea. The colour blue is great for calming the mind and introducing creativity, but colours are very inspirational. So look at a colour wheel, colour boards. I mean, really pushing it. Paint one of your walls, if you've got a little studio, a little area or space, paint them a colour that you really love. I've painted my studio green. I really like sort of the woodland theme. It helps me go in, get a calm feeling once I enter my studio, and it's a much better space now that I've done that. But I know that's not possible for everybody. Maybe just get a blue board, a green board, something to work on that just pushes the colour back at you. Meditation is another thing which opens the minds to thoughts and just clears your space. So meditation is another thing. Colours is a good thing. So there's lots of other ways in which you can clear your mind a little bit. I watch The Unexpected Gypsy, and she is so sweet because she says, listen to the late night creativity fairies. Sometimes you get woken up at about 1 or 2 in the morning with ideas in your head about what to do. And she says, write that down, listen to them, because they're going to run off and give their ideas to somebody else otherwise. I think that's so funny. Put notes on your phone. My phone, I've got quite a few notes on there, and I really must go through them all. I haven't been waking up, you know, at night all the time. But when I'm out and about and I see something and I think, oh, that's really good. So I'm quite often using the notes on my phone. But yeah, listen to those creativity fairies when they hit you. If none of this is working and you're really struggling, just don't worry about it. Stop. Have a break. Have a few months off. Have 6 months off. It's absolutely fine. What I do recommend is don't sell your stuff until you're really sure that you're not going back to it. So just keep hold of your stuff, but go through everything first, and you just don't know what's going to spark your inspiration. I find certain times of the year I have trouble with my mojo. It's summer normally. Really can't work with wool when it's so hot. That's a real struggle, but I am aware of that and I anticipate that. And then deepest, darkest winter, I think not necessarily January, because I find my business is really busy in January. February, I find February quite difficult, quite low. So put aside menial jobs for you to do. If, you know, that would be tidying your will, redesigning your little space, sort of things like that. Just know that there might be times during the year where you're not going to feel as inspired to felt, and recognize them and don't worry about them. It will come back. So I've given you lots of ideas. I hope some of it has helped. If you have any questions or you've got any other ideas, put them down on one of my needle felting videos or DM me. And yeah, it's great to talk about this, that it does happen. It's absolutely fine. And I would say 95% of the time, it's going to come back. Don't worry. So thanks for listening, everybody, and talk to you again soon. Take care.